Initially, the government radio station announced that he was medevaced out of the country to Noumea. I've since established that's not correct, and I've spoken to witnesses who saw him get onto a plane unaided. The government then told me he was there for a regular health check and a holiday. Then there was a story circulating via that he'd been medevaced from Noumea to Australia, which I believe is also incorrect. He was definitely seen in Vila in the middle of last week. But family, friends and work associates that I've spoken to in recent days say he has had a mild stroke, and the doctors in Noumea have advised him not to return to work, and they've even said there is some facial paralysis, which isn't uncommon with stroke victims.
When we talk about him not returning to work, I mean, is this until he is well enough to continue, or could this be a permanent standing down, as it were?
Well, that's not clear. There's some speculation that the doctors are suggesting he shouldn't return to work full stop. I haven't been able to confirm that. And there's obviously then the speculation would grow about a by-election. There's even rumours around Vila, which is the rumour capital of the Pacific, about a general election before the year is out. So it's certainly a cause of concern at this stage.
Is it clear as to why no one within government seems prepared to come out and make a definitive statement about the situation? I gather they admonished the state broadcaster for the claim that they made about the PM being medevaced, which you say turned out not to be correct, so perhaps that was reasonable for the government to do that. But they haven't said really anything else, have they, other than a blanket denial?
The word I've heard from government circles is that at this stage they're unclear about what direction to go in and are still trying to establish the degree of severity of his health status, so they're just not sure which direction to take. And I guess until they do, they're not going to make too many statements about it.
As far as the Prime Minister himself is concerned, if there is a serious health issue and he is forced as a result to stand down, as you say, there would have to be a by-election. It wouldn't automatically mean a general election, though, would it? And surely after a period of almost unprecedented political stability in Vanuatu, it would be possible to ride out the storm, wouldn't it?
I would have thought quite easily. He's had extra MPs join his government in recent weeks, and in terms of numbers, it's the strongest government we've seen here for many years. Unless something dramatic fell apart, I can't see that there's any real need for a general election at this stage.
And as far as Prime Minister Selway is concerned, I mean, if the worst were to happen and he has to leave his post, how do you think that would be viewed by voters in Vanuatu? Because they have enjoyed, I think it's fair to say, this period of stability, something they're not really used to at all.
It's been the first time in a number of years that we haven't seen political squabbles and any real major threat of those dreaded motions of no confidence. I think there'd be a feeling of sadness and obvious concern about his health and the future leadership of the country.
And I suppose the speculation is bound to continue, because really the only way that the speculation can be answered and it can be proved that the Prime Minister is okay is if he makes some sort of public appearance.
That's correct, and that certainly hasn't happened since Easter, so while that continues, the speculation, of course, just continues to mount.